Chuck is with us. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment. I'll give out that toll-free number for your questions or comments for Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, who is here with us today in studio. And he's going to put on events tonight and tomorrow night in Austin, Texas. We'll give you that information out as well before he leaves us. Okay. Finishing up with the plant-derived minerals, you know, I did my research on this, and again, this package doesn't say may contain the traces, but you've got some of the pure mineral packs, you know, that say that, but I know you guys are removing that just because you don't even have to have that on there. I just guess that's been going on. Some other companies do it. You guys decided to do it. But the point is, I give this to my children. The point is, my mother takes this. I take this. And it's just amazing that the power structure is so scared of this that they would try to put out rumors and things to demonize Beyond Tangy Tangerine and things like that. Because, you know, they tell you you don't need 90 vitamins and minerals. They tell you you don't. I mean, hospitals, they admit, have the most unhealthy food out there. Talk about what some of the deficiencies in vitamins and minerals causes. You were telling me during the break about aluminum.
Okay, well, aluminum is the most common mineral in the crust of the earth. That's why it's so cheap. It's used for everything. And it makes up 12% of the Earth's crust. I guarantee you that if I were to do a hair analysis of every vegan in America and every vegetarian in America, if you look at their hair analysis, the mineral that's going to give the biggest spike is going to be aluminum. Okay? You cannot eat a carrot. You cannot eat a tomato. Anything that's grown in the earth is going to have more aluminum in it than any other mineral in there. And so people are insane if they're afraid of aluminum. Because it's everywhere.
That's what Dr. Blaylock says. He says it's when they inject it in a vaccine with the tetanus or whatever it is, it causes an adjuvant effect with that and confuses the body, that it's the boosting effect of the aluminum on the pathogen that's causing the autoimmune response.
Yeah, it's not the aluminum. It's indirectly it is, but it's not the aluminum directly causing the problem. But anyway, when you have a deficiency of aluminum, you get six arms, six legs, and talk about Spider-Man, right? Well, a couple of years ago, there was this little girl in India who had 4 arms and 4 legs, and her mother was deficient in aluminum. Well, if it makes up 12% of the Earth's crust, how could she be deficient? Well, she had gluten intolerance. She couldn't absorb enough aluminum, and the baby is born with all these limbs. Now, this happened many, many times over the years because they have these statues of these gods in India. I think it's Krishna that has 4 arms and 4 legs, a very famous Indian god. And so aluminum, even in adults, you get a type of liver cirrhosis when you don't have enough aluminum. So you need it, okay? You just need it in parts per million. Same way with arsenic.
But then there's a difference between sodium fluoride that you need some of, I mean calcium fluoride, and sodium fluoride, and then they manipulate the structure and make it a deadly acid. And then what doctors have explained to us here, but break this down, it then fills up the thyroid so the good things can't get in. It's a blocker, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Of course, the thyroid is a funny organ. It requires all 90 essential nutrients. The thyroid gland requires all 90 essential nutrients. It's kind of funny. You ask a doctor, what does your thyroid need? They'll say iodine. Well, iodine is part of the structure of the hormone, but to function, the thyroid needs all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And anything that interferes with that is going to cause, if thyroid doesn't work, they test you and say, well, all your lab tests are normal. We don't know why your thyroid's not working. Well, it might be missing copper. It might be missing selenium. It might be missing zinc because it needs all of them. One of my favorites, of course, is thiamine, vitamin B1, a congestive heart failure. The most common cause of heart death in America is caused by a thiamine, vitamin B1 deficiency. It's actually caused by a deficiency of one vitamin. We get people off the heart transplant list all the time by giving them...
It's incredible, and people should just take the challenge and do the Alex Pack. That's the essential fatty acids, the Osteo FX Plus, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, those three things.
Yes, sir.
What else, though? People want to do more. What else should they be doing?
Okay, well, it depends. If they're active, if they're out there doing physical work, throwing bales of hay, carpenters, working in a factory, roofing, or athletes, or they're working out regardless of your age or sweating, you want to take the Rebound, which is our sports drink, has 100 nutrients in it. Gatorade has 2, which is your choice. If you have somebody you love, are you going to give them a sports drink that has 2 nutrients or 100? According to the Center for Disease Control, Alex, each year in America, 75,000 to 100,000 young people under the age.
Let's talk about it on the other side. We'll be right back.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard
renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest in studio. We're live here into the fourth hour today. If you've got a question or a comment for him, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And again, I promote the Longevity products and have them discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. If you want to join and get discounts, become a distributor, InfoWarsTeam.com. Now, continuing, you got cut off by the break. I know we were trying to get Theo, the famous now retired that you helped stay in 10 more years, professional basketball player. You were talking about rebound with 100 essential nutrient sports drink versus 2 in Gatorade. Mm-hmm. Or what is it? Also. Yeah, also 2 in the other Powerade one. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all available at InfoWarsHealth.com in 2 different flavors, Berry Boost and also the Citrus Punch. They have a powder and a liquid. And when you do purchase it there at InfoWarsStore.com, it also supports our broadcast, not just the discounts there. But regardless, this is a revolution against tyranny, just like we have the national opt-out against the TSA and film them, just like we're going for states' rights. We're about what works here, and I bring you what I've researched and I believe in. So I've been back and forth bantering here, Doc. Before we go to calls, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Finishing up with the sports drink situation.
Well, we had 75,000 to 100,000 young athletes under the age of 30 drop dead each year in America. We're talking about people who work in an office and they'll jog over the lunch hour and they drop dead. We're talking about cardiomyopathy, heart disease, which is a selenium deficiency.
It's the marathon runners.
Exactly. 75,000 to 100,000 each year, according to the Center for Disease Control. And some of them die of ruptured aortic aneurysms, a copper deficiency, cardiomyopathy, heart disease, one of the more common ones. Now, I've done 1,200 autopsies, 1,200 autopsies on kids under the age of 10 that have died of a cardiomyopathy heart attack. Okay? And this is so tragic when all you have to do, all you have to do is give them the Alex pack appropriate for their body weight, give them a little extra of the rebound, but getting all these nutrients, and you'll avoid all that. We'll save 75,000 to 100,000 great kids every year.
Unbelievable. I knew multiple kids playing football that just dropped dead and died in Rockwall.
Yep.
People can look up when I was at Rockwall middle school and then high school, and you can look it up back in the 80s, and there were two deaths while I was there, just where they got on the football field and dropped dead.
Yep. Well, that's how it happens. Ruptured aneurysm, you're playing, everything's fine. You go up for a rebound, you come down, you're dead. Same way with cardiomyopathy heart attack. Reggie Lewis, 28 years old, he died of a cardiomyopathy heart attack. All they had to do is give him the Alex pack and 50 cents worth of selenium. He'd still be alive today.
Because the heart's that big, thick muscle that just keeps working and keeps pumping, and it's electrochemical. What happens, Doc, when it doesn't have what it needs?
Well, it just stops. Okay, it's just like, again, that lamp. You pull the plug, doesn't have what it needs. There's not a flow of electrons going through there. Light bulb goes.
Heart runs out of gas, it's over.
That's right. And it's better that you put the oil in the car before the engine burns up now.
And as you get older, your heart, your guts get more and more clogged. You're not getting what you need. That heart's still boom, 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 24 hours a day.
You know, the reason why I look 50 and I'm 73, Alex, is I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients twice a day since I was 9. Started taking when I was 9.
Now you're saying you discovered this yourself, but it's kind of like discovering, you know, when you're 14, how beautiful women are. I'm not taking your discovery away. You've helped popularize and everything. But when I worked for Jess Edkins, large animal vet, off and on for 3 years in East Texas, they sent me down there on the summer. And then one time I got in trouble when I was a sophomore. They sent me, I was out of school for a year. They sent me down there and said, this will teach you. You're going down to work on, you know, a large animal vet, you know, for most of a year, about 9 months. And believe me, I was ready to come back and behave after that. That guy worked like a, still working. Anyway, it looks like Grizzly Adams. People know what I'm talking about now because I know we have a station in that area. But the point is, that guy, he would always say, oh, you got calves dying, you got, you know, this and that happening, you need to put them on this mineral, that mineral, you need to give them this and that. I mean, he knew that. He, you know, he was one of the top of his class at A&M. I mean, that's known.
Well, yes, in the animal industry it is. Now, here's why I did it. I had what would be called Tourette syndrome today when I was 4 years old. I was, you know, kind of blinking my eyes and getting facial cramps and would get tetany and fall over. And my friends all said I was possessed. And it got worse every year. By the time I was 9 years old, it was really bad. So my mom took me to an eye doctor. And the eye doctor says, look, can't find anything wrong with the kid, but he has long eyelashes. And I think they're hitting his glasses, curling back and tickling his eyeballs. That's what's happening here. And I'm only 9 years old, Alex. And I said, nah, that's not right. That can't be right. So I said, what do you want me to do? So the doctor says, well, why don't you just take this Maybelline eyelash brush and retrain your eyelashes? Now, I'm playing sports, right? That was before Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They'd have ripped my arms off, beat me to death in my arms, right? So I went to school the next day, looked in a nurse's handbook on what causes things. I couldn't find long eyelashes and eyelid twitches, so I found cramps. It said calcium deficiency. So before the bus would pick me up in the morning to go to school, I would have to feed these calves we were going to sell in the auction. And we'd make them a little fatter, a little shinier. We'd give them these.
No. I actually have done that myself. You know, you buy brand new calves, you got a bottle feed them, and you can sell them. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I was giving them these alfalfa pellets, and on the analysis tag, it said calcium. So when I came home that afternoon, I went right to the barn and started eating those calcium filled alfalfa pellets for the calves. For breakfast, I threw the Cheerios out to the chickens, and I had the alfalfa pellets with milk for breakfast and so on. By the third day, my Tourette syndrome was gone. So when I was 9 years old, I knew the doctors didn't know anything about nutrition.
You know, sometimes that could have been your guardian angel telling you that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think it was a divine appointment, because no 9-year-old kid is going to figure that out by himself. So there had to be a greater hand involved. I do believe that. And I think that's why I give 300 free lectures a year, because I figure if I was given that information, then I'm supposed to be giving it out.
So you started taking the animal vitamins and it was over.
Yep.
Just like people with the mycoplasm discovered right off the bat, they could go to the feed store, get the cheap antibiotics, boom, they're cured. Nobody tell them.
That's right. When you're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, mad cow disease, a.k.a. Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, and this is going to be published. It's perfect timing because I have another book coming out next year. And there's going to be a whole chapter in there about prions and mad cow disease because there's a principle involved here. It's called Koch's postulates. Back in the day when Pasteur and this Van Leeuwenhoek discovered that there were germs, the germ theory days, it would cause these diseases. It wasn't a spontaneous generation. That everybody jumped in, the doctors all jumped in as well. These bacteria, these bugs, these germs cause everything. And Koch was a very smart man. He said, no. You got to be able to isolate the bug that you think's causing it, grow it on an artificial medium, then inject it into a susceptible host, get the disease isolated again, regrow it on a susceptible medium. If you get the same bug, then you can say it caused it. Well, with these prions, they haven't done that. They've tried it, but they have never...
That's why they say they haven't proved prions cause it.
That's right. Well, I know it caused it because I got rid of the first case I ever got in 2 months.
And again, how do you reverse it?
Well, it's actually a mineral deficiency, and it goes back to the first descriptions in sheep, which is called enzootic ataxia in sheep. When you look at sheep with enzootic ataxia, they kind of wobble around like a drunk sailor, foam at the mouth, kind of like a mad cow, right? And then the mad cows look like a sheep. When you look at their brains, it's the same disease. So without even doing any lab analysis, I just said, well, if the lesions look the same, if the changes in the brain look the same, it's got to be the same. So I've been looking for about 10 years for somebody with Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, which is the human version of mad cow disease. And I just gave him the Alex pack and some extra minerals. 2 months' time, he's gone. His doctor kicked him out of the hospice because he said he doesn't have it anymore.
I know. And again, you cover all this. You break it down. We've got links to it. We've got your books available at InfoWarsStore.com. It is just amazing that the system knows you need these building blocks, but they want you to be sick so that they can then give you all the treatments to pay off their $500,000 student loans. And look, here's an example. We did this a few months ago. We're going to do the whole hour here. We're doing it. This is awesome having you here so we can take the calls. But Dan Badondi's out there. He's perfect to do this. Remember those articles out of the newspaper? It was in Texas Papers and some others that said, and we showed this like five times a month ago. I can't remember the exact headline, but it was you know something like, take your flu shots. And then it said, it's a lie. There's no side effects from flu shots. Yeah, it was like, take your flu shots, be a good neighbor, print me that article, and then we show the CDC's own site where it says brain damage, death, autoimmune disorders, Guillain-Barré. What's happening with the vaccines? Because here's my point. The doctors know up until 4 years ago that the insert said, don't give a pregnant woman any vaccines. It can cause an autoimmune problem.
Birth defects.
Yeah, birth defects. But, I mean, everyone knew that. That was in the insert, still is. 4 years ago, they started saying, no, pregnant women need it more. It's like they want to just try to go all the way and just see what we'll put up with. And everywhere, flu shot, flu shot, flu shot. Meanwhile, they're on the news in Parade Magazine, you name it. Everywhere saying there is no side effects, it's a conspiracy theory, don't believe the people. And then meanwhile, the CDC's got 24 pages of links to hundreds of pages, each link, how it'll kill you. And then they've done big studies where the shots they're taking for the HPV are being found with this RNA and stuff in the brains of women dying taking it. They're having autoimmune disorders and bleeding out of every orifice. They died 6 years ago during the trials. They still approved it. I mean, this is not just dumbed down people doing this. I mean, doctors know when they now say a woman needs shots, more shots when you're pregnant. They know full well they were taught in medical school, don't ever give a pregnant woman a shot. So what's going on here? What's happening?
Well, again, the medical system has legislated themselves, Alex, into a monopoly. They're the only monopoly that's legal in America, the medical system. They've killed off all their competition legislatively.
Skip the break, guys. Go ahead.
Everybody who is not an MD is a quack, according to the MDs and the laws they've gotten into place. Now, Chinese traditional medicine has been around for 10,000 years before the Egyptians, and medical doctors say these guys are quacks. Well, the Chinese don't have any health care problems like we have, right? They're still using their herbs and acupuncture and all that kind of stuff.
And they're in the middle of a toxic waste dump.
Exactly.
They live longer than us now, yes. And their rivers catch on fire routinely.
Exactly. And so their medical system works very nicely, thank you, with these quacks that they've been using for 10,000 years. And the medical system, you know the name Benjamin Rush?
Yes.
Okay, Benjamin Rush, of course, was George Washington's personal military physician.
Killed him.
Yeah, he was the first, he was the first U.S. Surgeon General. And also...
First psychiatrist,
okay. And he also was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. And he actually sent Jefferson a note, which I use in my presentation. And this was for insertion into the Constitution when they're talking about the First Amendment and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. He said, we also need to put in there freedom of what medical type of doctor you want to use. And if you don't, there's going to be one class of men. I'm quoting him.
Yeah, no, he was a good guy. Then he won the doctor.
That killed. He didn't.
Okay, okay. Oh, that's right. Rush is a good guy. I'm going from memory.
And so he said, if we don't put this in the Constitution, that people have the right to choose what doctor they want. One group of doctors is going to take over, and it's going to be the Bastille of America.
No, I remember actually reading that. Now, my memory's not coming back on that. We should do a report on that.
Yep, and that's worth a whole day because this guy was great, and his worst nightmares from 300 years ago are coming true now because the medical system is essentially is like 25% of our GDP. Okay.
Well, let's go over it all then. I mean, why are we the sickest, the fattest, the dumbest now, from the strongest, the longest lived? What's happened to us, and where is it going before we go to calls?
Okay, well, the reason is, Alex, that we've gone to drugs instead of nutrition. Medical doctors don't get 30 minutes of nutrition in 14 years of medical school. It should be a felony for a medical doctor to say anything about nutrition. I'll give you two examples. The worst example I can think of is Alzheimer's disease, which is a physician-caused disease. The 75% of your brain weight is myelin, this insulation material in the brain. When it goes away, the naked nerve fibers all tangle up, short circuit, and you get Alzheimer's disease. That's the short version of what Alzheimer's disease is. Well, this myelin that makes up 75% of your brain weight is 100% cholesterol. So you go on a statin drug to lower your cholesterol, you're eating egg white omelets, and you're eating things like egg beaters, you're eating boneless skins of chicken breasts, you're eating tofu instead of red meat. You're avoiding butter and dairy products, and you're eating oils like canola oil, that kind of stuff. Your brain goes away. And so they've created this terrible dementia that didn't exist 40 years ago.
And we could pull up right now on screen, you know, studies, brain volume getting smaller, IQs lowering. The brains are shriveling.
Yeah, exactly, because they're lacking cholesterol.
And the system knows that. They say, don't have salt, don't have fat. But meanwhile, they push all these hydrogenated fats, which are the artificial ones.
Right. It was margarine, essentially. And one of the things I show in my presentation, Alex, is our billionaires today, March of 2011, I mean, last year, these billionaires can afford the most expensive doctors, the most expensive drugs, healthcare systems, insurance. Bill Gates has a 75,000 square foot home because he's got an indoor pool, he's got an indoor track, he's got a tennis court in his house, all that kind of stuff. They should be the healthiest guys on earth, but billionaires don't live to be 100. There's never one been living to be 100. Their average lifespan is only 78. And the people who live the longest are illiterate people that don't go to kindergarten. We have one who died in December of 2008. This guy's name is George Francis. He died at 112. He's the oldest man in America and illiterate. And this guy, when they asked his daughter, what did your daddy do to live to be 112? She said he ate lard, eggs, and dairy products.
I was going to stop right there. I'm not going to use any names, but I actually know a prominent ranching family here in Austin, Texas, and the grandpa, I think he died at 103, and that's all he ate was eggs and giant pounds of bacon.
Well, I'm not big on the bacon, but I like to eat 8.
Well, no, but I'm not even saying that's good, but it was like the joke was he eats Bluebell ice cream, he eats giant things of bacon and steaks.
Well, Bluebell ice cream, Alex, is an essential nutrient.
I just drove through Brenham this weekend. I had to get out of here for F1. I was gone one day. Yeah, you like Bluebell?
Oh, yes, sir.
What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, vanilla. I just love vanilla.
Yeah, I like the Dutch chocolate, but I stay away from it. You need to come out with a Beyond Tangy Tangerine flavor of Bluebell.
Well, we actually, that's a good idea. We could do that. We'll contact them. That's a good idea.
Fruit Punch Bluebell.
Well, there you go. But we actually want people to get on that Alex pack because we need these 90 cents. And this is why we're so sick. You can't name me a disease that's not caused by a nutritional deficiency. Okay, that's very scary. Alzheimer's disease. Other dementias, Korsakoff syndrome, vascular dementia.
Hyperactivity disorder.
Oh, my goodness. Back when I was a kid, there was no such thing as hyperactivity or ADD.
I've seen TV shows. The kid's ADD, and they're interviewing the kid, and he has, like, Jolly Rancher bag and a Coca-Cola. You're giving him a stimulant, and the kid's sitting with giant black circles around his eyes, and they're going to put him on antipsychotics.
Hmm. Well, I take those kids, and in 2 weeks' time, they're perfectly normal. You just get them off the sugar, get them off the gluten, you know, make them eat 4 eggs a day. You get them on the, put in Bluebell ice cream, right? Put the eggs in there, put the eggs on top of it. And then you get them on the Alex pack appropriate for their body weight, and it all goes away. But they got to stay away from sugar, and they got to stay away from gluten. No wheat, barley, rye, oats, and give them the 90 essential nutrients. All that autism, all the ADD, ADHD, hyperactivity goes away. And that's a profound statement. But if you look in that book, Rare Earths Bin Cures, which I believe you have in your store.
Yes.
Rare Earths Bin Cures have pictures how you don't need to go to a child psychiatrist to diagnose it. Just get a coloring book and give them just a whole slew of colors. And somebody with ADD or ADHD or autism, they'll pick out the darkest colors. They'll pick out black, purple, dark green, and they won't stay in the lines. They just scribble all over the page. Whereas somebody else, another kid who doesn't have these problems, they'll be impeccable about choosing the perfect color for whatever the subject is, and they'll stay within the line. They're very fastidious about staying in the lines. I was actually up in Canada a couple of weeks ago going to a private school to lecture to a bunch of teachers up there, and they had this hallway with all these kids' colorings. They were like second grade kids, their colorings, like you see in some of these breakfast houses during Thanksgiving and Easter and Christmas and Halloween. They have all these color pictures. They said, oh, that one's got autism. That one's got this one's got autism. They're all whispering that you got 100%. How did you know those kids had autism? I said, well, look, they just took black and red and dark purple and just not even staying in the lines. Said, that's typical of those kids. Everybody else stayed in the lines, chose the right color. And that book, Rare Earths Bin Cures, shows you how to diagnose those things yourself, how to deal with it, how to get rid of it. And don't get these kids on Ritalin. Do not do that.
Well, they admit Ritalin actually shrinks the brain and expands the heart. Why is that?
Well, it interferes with nutrients. Anytime you have the heart enlarge, you're looking at deficiencies of thiamine, congestive heart failure, or cardiomyopathy heart disease, a deficiency of selenium. So many of these drugs actually interfere with metabolism of nutrients, okay? And so that's how you get these diseases as secondary to drugs. For instance, you take cortisone, prednisone, you're going to get type 2 diabetes and arthritis. It's just a given.
Why is diabetes, you have the number here, but 30% now, they are estimating next 10 years, 50% or higher, and people can just type in 50% to have diabetes in 10 years, and you'll pull up MSNBC, you name it. In fact, guys, just do that so people can see we're telling the truth. I mean, and they never talk about what's causing it. It's always, let's find a cure.
Well, see, they're doing research and raising money. That's an industry, right? We've known for 70 years what causes type 2 diabetes, and that's why I can make somebody an ex-diabetic in 2 to 14 days. I'll tell you a great story. Just take 2 minutes or less. There's a guy who owns the third largest medical laboratory in America. He services 7,000 hospitals and hundreds of thousands of doctor's offices every day. His name is Jerry Murphy. He said I could use his name. And he had terrible diabetes, brittle diabetes. His blood sugar was like 300 with injectable insulin. Couldn't get it down. His A1C hemoglobin was like 8.9, supposed to be below 5. And he had a mutual friend introduce us, and this guy's very skeptical. He's got 3 PhDs in medical chemistry, that kind of thing. And he says, okay, Wallach, he says, this guy's been bragging on you, and I don't believe you. He said, but I'll give you 90 days. If you can get rid of my diabetes in 90 days where my numbers all come into normal without medication, I'll be your best friend. I'll fly around my jet planes, and I'll show up spontaneously. You won't know it. I'll just show up someplace when I have time, and I'll give my testimony. But if you can't, if you fail, I'm going to hire somebody who will dog you every day for the rest of your life and stand up and interrupt your meetings and throw eggs and tell them you're a quack and all that kind of stuff. Okay, let's go for it. He was kind of shocked that I didn't equivocate. And so in 2 months' time, his A1C hemoglobin went from 8.9 down to 4.3, way below 5. His blood sugar went down from over 200 down to 62 without medication. So now he's my best friend. And this guy had access to the best endocrinologists, all the experimental drugs, all the newest treatments. This guy's one of the top medical guys in America. So diabetes is the easiest thing to get rid of because it's a...
In a nutshell, what do you do?
Well, you take the Alex pack and the Sweeties. Just take the Alex pack and the Sweeties. Check your fasting blood sugar in the morning before you medicate yourself. And as your blood sugar drops, keep lowering your medication as you've been empowered to do. It goes away in 2 to 14 days.
And it all happens. I mean, go over. All you take is OsteoFX, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Essential Fatty Acids. We're going to go to calls.
Sweeties.
And the Sweeties are the little mineral pills that taste sweet, that my kids love. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Yeah, the Sweeties, that's great for kids. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hogging Dr. Wallach here in a moment, but if you guys would just give me a document cam shot wherever you'd like, just turn the camera on wherever it's aimed here on the table, and I'll put that down there because we've worked this out. I can just put the camera wherever you want, and I can just drop the article right there because we've kind of gone through this thing where I'm always moving articles around. The poor guys are wondering where to put it. If they just document cam it right there on a spot, I'll put it right here and show people. It says, take your medicine. Getting a flu shot is part of being a good neighbor. This is out of the Longview News Journal, and a few weeks ago or a month ago, I showed a whole bunch of articles saying the same thing. And it goes on to say, don't believe. And there is no truth in the notion that vaccines will give you the flu. I'm trying to find the part here where they say that there are no side effects. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. There are absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. No harm. And I showed this in article after article. No harm from the vaccine. And it goes on to say wild rumors. Now, showing you right here, here is the CDC. Thank you, guys. Possible side effects from vaccines. And you go through here, And this is a synopsis that's, well, this time it printed 20 pages. It printed like 23 last time. And you go through here, it has subsections that goes to whole other huge PDF files where it talks about mild problems. And it goes through each major vaccine. Headaches, upper respiratory infection, stuffy nose, sore throat, abdominal pain, coughing, nausea, diarrhea, fever. More serious problems, blood and urine or stool, pneumonia, inflammation of stomach, intestines. You know, here's another one. I'll find one that says a death here. They've got death. They've got coma, seizures, nonstop crying, high fever of 105. That's moderate. Long-term seizures, coma, or lowered consciousness, permanent brain damage. This is these are just tsunami. CDC. Here, let me give you the exact website. It's cdc.gov/print.do?url=http colon/www.cdc.gov/vaccines/vac-gen/side-effects.htm. I just keep going here. I mean, I'm just death, you know, brain damage. But you heard them though. There's absolutely nothing. And don't let people give you rumors, Dr. Wallach. What's going on in the vaccines? Then we're gonna go to calls.
Well, first of all, vaccines don't protect everybody it's given to. It might, to some vaccines, only protect 10% of the people, so 90% get the risk, but no protection. And so another problem is with flu shots, knocks your immune system down to almost zero for about 3 months after you get the flu shot. So everybody who gets a flu shot in the fall gets the flu.
That's why the major studies that just came out of the Canadian, as you know, a Canadian government, found it doubled your chances of getting the flu.
That's correct.
This is a great thing to take, man. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right on top of it. That's good stuff. And if you insist on taking a flu shot, if you want to get that 10% benefit, do it in March. Then by July, your immune system's coming back up, and you might get some protection. You might be one of those 10% that get the protection. The time to get a flu shot is when there's 10,000 people dying an hour, and you need to do something.
If there's a mega emergency, but again, you can't trust these crooks to put something in you because they've all been caught piggybacking things on.
Oh, that's right. HIV is a good one.
Tell us about that.
Well, how did that show up in all these countries at the same time? Oh, it was when they were giving all these hepatitis shots.
Which they admit in congressional testimony that nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
And who did they find? They went to clinics and convinced gay men, who they know are the biggest vector, because they have hundreds of partners on average, in New York, in San Francisco, in London, in Paris, to take the shot on purpose and then vector it out with their own inoculation into an area of the body not protected.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's cold-blooded.
That's primary site of entry, is rectum.
Dude, that is a serious wicked operation.
Well, that's social Darwinism. You know, about social Darwinism.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Oh, social Darwinism is kind of the eugenics thing. You make people perfect by killing off the imperfect ones. I remember it was Moonraker in 007.
Yes.
That's what got Lurch on 007's side. He says, hey, this guy, he's killing off all the people who aren't perfect. And the little gal's looking at him, and he's looking at her, and neither of us are perfect, so we better go with 007 instead of the bad guy. Because back in the day of Darwin, there was one of his cousins who came up with eugenics.
Galton.
There you go, Galton. And he was one of Darwin's cousins, and he came up with the idea, well, gosh, if there is selective things going on out in nature that only the fittest survive, why don't we make the people who are the smartest and the most beautiful, we'll make more of them and we'll kill off all the ugly ones. We'll kill off all the short ones. And it bled into the Second World War, and that's where the Nazis were killing off everybody who weren't the tall, good-looking, blonde, Aryan guys.
And that's the problem, is the modern medicine came out of eugenics, and that's why it just can't stop. I've seen the state of Texas say, we put the minority kids, 69% on drugs, and taken from their families because they're bad and they have bad genes. And the liberals all stand up and salute. These are not liberals.
Well, Mengele, you know, he was a Nazi doctor. Why are these bad guys always Mengele doctors? I don't know, but they are.
Yeah.
There's one to do all these evil experiments on people and to come up with these really weird ideas. And poor Darwin's got to be rolling over in his grave because he never wanted to go there. But they took it and they sort of twisted his...
Oh, yeah, then I get emails going, you're attacking Darwin.
No.
Well, I mean, we're not even part of that discussion. Mm-hmm. Social Darwinism is what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, social Darwinism was something that came out long after he'd retired.
And the robber barons picked it up because it was like, well, I'm killing you. That means, because I'm in charge. It means it's my right to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm helping the world killing you.
Because we're going to make the human population greater over time.
But you notice eugenics isn't doing that.
Well, that was their goal, but they don't, of course. It's an evil.
We're going to go to phone calls, folks, but Dr. Wallach, you obviously don't listen to my show. We obsess over eugenics, but I know you're a busy guy off giving 300 lectures a year in your own radio show that you normally be doing right now, and I appreciate you coming on with us and all the great team you've got, whether it's Michael Zwirling or whether it's Ted Anderson or all the folks. I want to invite everybody to join InfoWarsTeam.com today. This is revolutionary, and I don't promote things unless I really believe in them, and I haven't even begun to promote longevity yet because I'm so busy doing the news, doing other things, that I can go out and get all the testimonials. When I go out on the road, it's incredible. I can go get my family. I can go. I mean, this is not hot air. I only promote what I believe in, and I believe you will get substantial benefit from the longevity products available at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also call toll-free 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301, and you can also go to the event that's coming up tonight. We'll tell you at the end of this hour where that's going to be at the Promised Land Church Gymnasium, 1504 East 51st Street, tonight and tomorrow night, 6:30 to 10 p.m. with Dr. Wallach and others. But right now, let's go to your calls. I'll stop hogging him. Mike in Washington, you're on the air with Dr. Joel Wallach. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just want to say I've been taking the Healthy Digestion Pack for 3 months, and I noticed so much difference in my health. So I want to thank Dr. Wallach for that, and anyone wondering about the products, it's been great. Also, I just ordered your book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and I haven't been able to put it down. I finished it in 2 days. It's one of the greatest books I ever read, just a really amazing story. So the first thing I wanted to ask to Dr. Wallach was, have you ever thought about writing a second book, picking up where you left off? And second, for Alex, I don't know if you heard about this up here in Washington. Some farmers got together with the Washington Farm Bureau, and they wrote up a bunch of policy to block federal drones in Agenda 21. So
yes, I did. No, here's what's happening. Everybody's fighting in all directions, and I've noticed with the globalists, if you just go out and confront them and fight them like you've done winning so many times, it's like the Great Oz. It's all a projection. Then when we all start attacking, we're going to win. Because they can only do big, large frontal assaults. They can't handle a whole bunch of us like the Lillipullies tying them down.
Yeah, well, I broke that story on examiner.com, so if anyone wants to check it out, Washington Farmers Block Federal Drones and Agenda 21. It's a pretty cool story.
Very exciting. Yes, we're aware of that. Thank you so much. Your question for Dr. Wallach was?
Yeah, I have another book coming out early next year. It's called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. Because all these diseases are not genetic, they're actually just nutritional deficiencies. And it picks up exactly where Dead Doctors Don't Lie let off. And so thank you.
And we carry that book at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add. Let's go to Ray in Oregon. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead. Oh, Ryan, I can't even read now. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, I want to thank you for taking my phone call. I'm a first-time caller, just started listening a couple months ago. But I've just been slowly researching on good health and all that, and I came across that tangerine, and I haven't been able to try it yet. But my question is, have you heard of the Budwick diet? And I know you've advertised the water purification machines, and what about the Cajun water and Tyrant machines?
Cajun water, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, Cajun water is a structured water, and we have one. It's called 360. We have our own structured water. And so we like structured waters and alkaline waters. We just don't like people to drink them during meals because they do neutralize stomach acid and they're going to set you up for some allergies and things like that. So I like to drink our structured water and alkaline water at least a half hour before meals, half hour after meals, before you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning. That's the way to take it. Don't drink it as a drink with meals because it will neutralize your stomach acid.
Well, that's like they talk about distilled water is a great diuretic. It's a great way to actually chelate, according to what I've read from different medical journals. But if that's all you're getting, it's going to flush everything out. It's good to have a mixture, right?
Well, there's two things you can do. Number one, if you're going to drink distilled water, You have to take it again a half hour before, a half hour after meals. Don't take it with supplements because distilled water is a hungry water. It'll actually pull minerals out of your body. And the other thing you can do, if you make your own distilled water, you're buying distilled water, put 1 ounce of our just plain plant minerals in there. Just put 1 ounce of plant minerals per gallon. And that makes it nice.
Exactly, exactly. So it has a lot of benefits to pull the bad stuff out, but it'll also pull the good stuff.
And you put the plant minerals in there, then you don't have to worry about pulling.
All right, thank you, caller. Donna in New Hampshire, you're on the air with Dr. Wallach. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. And I've been doing the Alex Pack for well over 6 months. The only problem that I'm having is with the EFAs. Is there anything that I can substitute? Because it seems like with my husband and I, my husband mainly has gout, mm-hmm. and the fish oils just make him go into excruciating pain.
Sure.
And I also have problems.
Well, let me answer one question at a time, dear. Okay.
Sure.
When people have gout, they're going to be sensitive to fish and fish oils and so forth. And that will aggravate symptoms. So what you want to do, we have one that's called Woman's Omega. Woman's Omega is made from evening primrose oil. It's just a plant that has nothing to do with any...
Yeah, that's in the catalog at InfoWarsHealth.com.
It's called Woman's Omega, and he'll be fine. So you just have to make your Alex Pack separately. In other words, and also you want to keep him away from the OsteoFX Plus, which does have shellfish in it. I would get what we call Cal Toddy. Comes in a quart bottle like the OsteoFX Plus. It has everything in it except for the shellfish. Be the same dosage called Cal Toddy, like calcium toddy, like a hot toddy. And then you would do the Beyond Tan Tangerine and do the Woman's Omega. And that'll give him everything.
Does that make sense? Some people just can't eat fish or anything.
Shellfish, yep. No, you can't.
Yeah, especially. So it's good to get that. In fact, my wife actually takes the primrose one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow, what is it about that, though? Or is it a imaginary? Because it seems like when I take it, the primrose, I tend to get really, it has like an amphetamine effect.
Well, the primrose oil, and actually all omega-3s, actually affect blood sugar levels. They help your pancreas keep your blood sugars low.
But I mean, I've actually taken it before, mm-hmm. and I don't like speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that. So it can do that.
Oh, yeah, because it messes around with your blood sugar. And
But the fish oil doesn't do it. Why is it the primrose?
Well, the primrose oil is a greater percentage of omega-3s than the fish oils. It's a higher percentage. It's more. It's the omega-3s doing it. Now,
that's the thing. This stuff's like drugs. I mean, it's... No, I don't mean bad drugs. I mean, it really has an effect on you.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what nutrition does, Alex. It's very dynamic. It makes everything work. The thing about gout is your liver is not able to break down uric acid into the separate carbon units. And so you got to make the liver happy, too. If your husband has gout, in addition to giving him the Cal Toddy, the Beyond Tan Tangerine, and the Woman's Omega, I would also give him our selenium and our de-stress capsules because that's going to make his liver happy, and he'll be able to break down the uric acid into little carbon units.
All right, ma'am, does that answer your question? Great question.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, no, I've quit taking because I don't know. I just kind of take different things because I can't take all this stuff every day. I've never been somebody taking vitamins and minerals and pills, so I try to just, okay, today I'll take this primrose one. And the next day I'll take your EFA because I'll be honest. Sometimes I burp. I don't like the fish flavor. But then I've tried other brands that are even worse. I mean, what is that?
Well, again, with the fish, it has other things in there. It has fishy stuff in there. It's got fish proteins that make that happen. All the little bugs in your intestine like that, and they make gas. And so when that happens, we actually have what we call EFAs, which are in a darker soft gel capsule is just made from flaxseed oil and borage oil.
Yeah, those don't do that. Yeah, so I need to take the black ones.
Yep.
Okay, got it. I just mix it all up.
Well, that's why I have.
I just noticed that when I take that primrose stuff, look out, man. It's like I won't take it. I mean,
well, when we go protest someplace, let's both take it.
Let's talk to Martha in Hawaii. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Aloha.
Hello, aloha. My husband has Parkinson's, and I have fibromyalgia. We've been on your Beyond Tangerine. We've been on the OsteoFX. We've been on the EFA, and we've been on the enzymes. Also, I've cut the wheat out of our diet, and I'm taking as many eggs as possible. But I want to know, for the protein, does it have to be beef only, or can you eat pork in substitute of just eating the beef with the egg?
Okay. Okay, well, the eggs, what does your husband weigh?
Just about 200.
Okay, he should be eating 12 to 15 eggs a day. They cannot be fried, sunny side up, or over easy. They have to be, the yolk has to be soft. He's got to be soft poached or soft boiled, like 1 minute eggs, soft, 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 scrambled in butter, not margarine or oils.
Okay.
And what do you weigh?
155.
Okay, then I would take 6 to 8 eggs a day, okay, yourself. Okay. And the fibromyalgia, you also need to add our selenium and the glucogel for fibromyalgia, because it's a good thing that you're on the gluten-free diet.
Let me ask you this. How long have you been taking the longevity products?
For a while. Every once in a while, I fall off because, quite honestly, I can't always afford them.
But, no, I understand, but has it had a positive effect?
It's wonderful. I feel the difference. I know the effect, and I can feel the difference from the eggs and the protein. Everybody says I'm crazy because you're eating all these eggs. But when I'm on that diet, I feel much better. But I want to find out, can you take too much selenium?
Well, of course you can, especially if it's going 4,000 feet per second, right? But basically, you can't afford it. You'd have to buy 60 bottles a day. You can, yes, take too much selenium, but it's not practical. You're not going to do it.
Just what I'm taking in the tangerine, I'm getting enough?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I would take more. I'd get our selenium and take two of those capsules twice a day.
Yeah, see, Aaron Dykes did everything you said and lost 92 pounds. I've done like 10% of what you said and lost 40 and feel a lot better. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Joel Wallach, but we're going to do some interviews here in the next few days that will also be aired here and there for everybody. Just amazing that the system knows that our life expectancy is going down. They know that they're poisoning us. The average doctor's brainwashed and thinks they're a high priest and thinks their patients are absolute idiot scum. There are a lot of good doctors out there in the medical system as well who actually know what's going on. And Dr. Wallach, I mean, I know more and more because we've talked about this off air before, of mainline doctors are starting to wake up.
There are some. I think more pharmacists are converting. More and more pharmacists are coming to us saying, I just can't do it anymore. I just can't give these prescriptions. It started about 20 years ago. I actually got a pharmacist in Palm Springs, California, who refused to fill prescriptions for statin drugs because I convinced him what it was doing, causing Alzheimer's disease, erectile dysfunction, adrenal exhaustion, PMS, menopause, all that kind of stuff.
Well, my dad's done the research, and he's a oral surgeon and a dentist, and he says it ought to be illegal. Well, I've had Dr. Blaylock, a brain surgeon, on. It literally eats your brain.
Yeah, causes Alzheimer's disease, statin drugs.
And now they want to put it in water for kids.
For 8-year-olds, that's right. And this is where we got to draw the line, because if you let them give an 8-year-old child statin drugs, they won't live to be 20.
And everyone will wonder why they're dying, and the medical system will Frankenstein them and get them. I mean, these are murderers.
Yeah, well, they'll say it's autoimmune. Your body's attacking itself.
Unbelievable. Let's talk to Brian in Ohio. You're on the air with Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Hey, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any suggestions for people suffering with asthma? I've had 2 years, and if you can give me a little help here.
Okay, well, this is one of my favorite diseases. You can get rid of that in 2 weeks. Let me ask you two questions. Do you have any history of eczema, dermatitis, dry skin, psoriasis, rosacea?
None.
Okay, what about any constipation where you need laxatives or fiber to have regular bowel movements?
Nope.
Okay, better ask you another one. Did you have diarrhea? Did you have it the other way?
Sometimes.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you have a gluten intolerance. You must get off of gluten. What do you weigh?
217.
217. Okay, you have to get off of gluten, no fried foods, no processed meats or nitrates and nitrites, because they actually use wheat as filler in things like pastrami and pepperoni and sausage and so on. So you got to give up those kind of processed meats. Again, no oils, no margarine, salad dressings, cooking oils. If you eat canned fish, it's fine, but it got to be packed in water, not oil. The supplement program, you need two Alex packs per month. You're going to take 1 ounce of the Ospex Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Ontane Tangerine Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of those EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner. And if you get off of gluten and do that, 2 Alex packs a month, you'll get rid of your asthma in 2 to 4 weeks.
How is it causing the asthma?
Okay. Asthma is caused by a deficiency of omega-3 essential fatty acids. They're required by the lungs as a raw material to make a hormone called prostaglandins. The purpose of the prostaglandins is to keep the bronchi open. You don't have prostaglandins, your bronchi close, you get asthma. And so it works every time. I mean, I have to deal with kids of some very famous people, political people. I mean, theologians who are very TV evangelists and things. Their kids are like they're 11 years old. They haven't had any success at treating with medical approach. In 2 weeks' time, they're cured. I can use the cure word because it's cured. Okay, nobody can find it. It's gone because there's a hormone that requires this omega-3 as a raw material for your lungs to make this hormone. Keeps it open. And usually, I'd say 99% of the time when you have asthma is because you have gluten intolerance and you cannot.
And the 1% is you're working in a toxic plant or something.
Exactly.
All right, folks, we're out of time. Dr. Wallach, sorry to the other callers. Amazing interview.
Thank you, Alex. You're a great host. Love you.
No, it's great having you. Thank you so much. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com. Or you can also call toll free 877-551-1301 to have all your questions answered. 877-551-1301. And tonight at the Promised Land Church, 630 Austin, Texas, Promised Land Church, 1504 East 51st Street. I'll see you back tonight. InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.